make a difference now.
Media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one at Gerbil's the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good pizza.
Yeah.
Fat wallets and empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably just be, probably be Paul, because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitis. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Trust.
The world has gone astray, and we should try to make it right. And I should really try to care, but I don't care to try. Cause we all have excuses, and we all try to use them. Some of us abuse them, and this will just confuse them.
Tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 713. You just heard it at the top of the show. Actually, all the music on this show is brand new, just sent to me this week. You just heard Within Me and their song All the Same, Three Leagues to Rome and Dying Day. And then from our guests tonight, you heard Shattered and their title track off their upcoming album, Darker Days. With me tonight, Eric, Tim, and Chris of Shattered. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on, man?
Going on. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Like normal live Pennsylvania rock show lore, for some reason Facebook didn't connect. No idea why. We're everywhere else though. Twitch, Kick, Music from 412, YouTube, no Facebook. That just means I have to upload it again later. Waste some more time. So let's get right off the bat. So you have a release party coming up on April 13th. And I was hoping that you would tell us a little bit about that. And while you're talking, I'm going to switch screens on us. And let me try that again. There we go. So now everybody can read it in the video, but why don't you guys tell us what you have going on and where?
So, yeah, we have our good friends in Victoria Fire coming out and playing with us. Great band. I think they're one of the best bands in the Pittsburgh area. It's going to start at 7:30. 21 to get in. Free beer. So come on out. You know, it's going to be a really good time. We did this same location 6 years ago for the Blackout Sessions CD release. And we're going to do it all over again. And we're going to play a nice long set. Bunch of original stuff that we don't usually play, and maybe a cover or two, and it's gonna be a really good time.
Sorry, I have completely changed my setup for this week, and I'm still getting used to where all the buttons are.
Sorry.
I also have three monitors in front of me too, so it's all kinds of confusion tonight.
Nice.
So I played Darker Days, and Eric and Chris already know this. I added Darker Days and Deceit to the rotation on Music from the 412's radio station. And it was hard. Like, I sent you guys a message and said, I'm leaning towards Deceit. And the reason I said that was I liked all of it. I sat and listened to it today, to the whole album. And I think it's one that can be listened to from start to finish. And, you know, kudos to you guys for that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Then I made my daughter listen, and then I showed her pictures I took of you guys. I'm like, look, I know them.
But yeah, we put a lot of effort into this one, man. I mean, we took the songwriting off of this for this album, and I think that we organically just kind of took a different direction with our songwriting. And it wasn't something we sought out to do, but I just feel like we got some different sounding stuff out of it. And it just turned out really, really cool. Took us a long time to do it, but I mean, we got it done and we're pretty happy with it.
I know we have been playing I Am God or Am I Godless? I'm going to reverse that out of there for a while. And I wasn't sure if the version that we had been playing was the final version that's on the album. So I deleted it and re-uploaded it just in case.
Yeah, so my Am I Godless and Rising Tide, we recorded both those songs at the end of 2019, and we never really put them on a release. So we actually remastered and remixed those songs and everything. So it is a new version, same recordings, but we did some things in there sonically to make them a little bit better.
Where did you get the album recorded?
We went to the Tonic Studios in McKeesport and recorded with Doug Casper. You know, he's a studio, and he does a great job. He does great work. Records, you know, all kind of bands, all kind of local bands there. Probably some of the bands that you guys play on the station, you know, get recorded at Tonic.
For sure. A lot of them mention Tonic. And a lot of the... producers that are there are also in local bands, or have been, like Lee Cruz, who works out of there. He was in Big Atlantic. So you guys shaking your heads, you knew who I meant.
Yeah, Lee's great.
Yeah, they actually played our last CD release show, Big Atlantic. So yeah, we know those guys really well.
If you... I probably asked you guys these questions. You've been on a few times. Just go with the flow. were there any pizza days while you were there recording? Like, can you tell me a pizza story? And really, it doesn't have to be with this recording, but I've been asking recently, what's the best pizza you've had because you're a musician? And, you know, you have to find a way to link it to being in a band. Was it at a show, on a way to show, at a recording session, something along those lines?
I think we got pizza like 5 different times from the same place. So I think by the end of the sessions, we were kind of sick of it. But I can't even remember the name of the place that we got it from. Yeah, I think we just end up getting sick of it, because I think the one time we were there, and then we recorded again like a week later, and then there was pizza in the fridge from us that we forgot to throw away a week later, so we found it again. So.
And I can't eat during recording sessions, so I just sit it out. Smells good when they bring it in. To my other walks of life, though, you want to talk about some of the best pizza I've ever had, was in Philadelphia, Angelo's. That place is freaking amazing. If you're out in the Philly area, look up Angelo's. That pizza is wonderful.
On a sidebar, Chris, who was the guy at the jukebox in the video that I watched today?
funny thing, he was a random patron, and there were these kids, they were having a good time, and I'm like, hey, if I buy you guys around, can I, act like I'm going to punch one of you in the face? They're like, yeah. So, you know, just some random kid. Hey, Evan Kevin joined us. Look at that. Oh, well, there's a fan.
Hello. We're here, but we're here.
They missed the pizza question. Should I, like?
Pizza question.
Yeah,
always pose the pizza question.
It's what is the best pizza you've had because you're a musician?
What's musician have to do with it?
Well, that means like
the best pizza I had, period.
Nope. That you were at a show, on your way to a show, on your way home from a show, at a recording session, at a gig.
At somebody else's gig. It means, Kev, we're musicians, so we're either liquored up or high, and pizza sometimes just hits just right, you know? Different experience as a musician.
I think the most memorable one was after the Sick Puppy show, when Josh was blasted, and we went down the street to one of the places on the south side.
I can't remember what that place was called.
I was going to say the same thing, but I don't remember.
That was some good
pizza. I don't know what the place was called, but I remember it was after the Sick Puppy show.
That's when we had to keep control of Josh. With the old school dough roller. Hobart, that was it.
Yeah, he was screaming.
But as for the best pizza, I don't really eat pizza before or after shows.
That's true. We don't really eat a whole lot before shows, because I think for Chris and I, it affects our voice. Like any show that I play, especially like acoustic shows, don't eat before we play.
Nah, man. Before a show, if I eat too much before a show, man, not only just the voice, but the stomach gets all rubbly and bubbly. The cauldron starts to bubble, and I'm like, man, I got to go on stage. This ain't going to end well.
Evan and Kevin, I muted you two because it's feeding back, but if you need to answer, you can unmute yourselves.
Turning that thing off. It's making me mad.
Hey, we're going to take our first break. I have 2 tickets to give away to a show tonight. Well, a show in a few days, but I have to give them away tonight. But while I'm doing that, on the radio side, we're going to listen to the song Grayscale by For Those in Question, which was just released this week. Thank you. So I'm going to reverse the question. I'm going to ask it of myself. If I'm standing on the corner where Robert Johnson once sold his soul to the devil, I'm there to sell my soul for a producer and a host of my show. Why are you guys there?
Because you asked us to be. Hey man, technology's a fickle thing, man. It's if you can get someone to run that stuff for you, man, it makes your whole life easier.
Doesn't help that it's been a long couple of days, because I spent until 4 a.m. the other day figuring all this out, and you know you can't make up that time. So, what's your favorite venue to play at?
Honestly, I love Jurgles. I mean, Craft House is awesome. Jurgles is probably my favorite venue to play at. There's just something about it. It just feels like music. I love Jurgles. Craft House is also awesome, though. I can't put them over enough, man. What a great venue that is as well. Those are easily my two favorite.
Yeah, it's probably Jurgles for me too. We haven't played there in a long, long time, but I really like Mr. Small. So that was another place that, you know, I don't think we've played there in over 10 years, but that was always a place that I really liked too.
Tim, you want to try that one, or you want me to move on?
I don't know if Tim's got a mic. Is he typing? He's trying to chat it.
No, Tim, we can't hear you. See, it's not just me tonight.
See? Can you do charades? Can you tell us?
Tim, it says your mic isn't connected.
Are you plugged in, Tim?
I was hearing him earlier, I think.
We're having a heck of a night here, folks. Timmy. Do we have a Timmy? This might be the Taylor Eric show tonight. We've lost Kev. We've lost Ev. Tim, Sal, wait. Hey, there's Kevin.
Am I back in Congo?
We lost.
I don't know what I'm doing here, guys. You know I'm technologically stupid.
Listen, I do know what I'm doing, and I can't do it tonight, so you're good.
Okay, so you can hear me. You can see me? You can hear me? Yes. All right, we're good. Ev had to step inside for a second.
Did he step inside, walk this way? You and me, Ben?
Yeah. Yes. All right,
cool.
Well, Aria got a knee problem, so they're figuring that out. I don't know what the problem is. I just know that Ev had some personal stuff. His daughter hurt her knee today. I guess it's been bothering her for a little bit, so she hurt it today. She had to go to the hospital. So he's got some personal stuff going on, and it left me to my own, and I'm not very good at this stuff. I've never really done it before. So
will it make you more comfortable if I take my shirt off?
That always makes everything more comfortable, Taylor. You know that.
That is the first time, probably the last time I've ever heard that in my life.
All right. So we mentioned Am I Godless and Darker Days and Deceit. What are the other tracks that are available on the new album?
We got World Comes Down. Got Ghost Town.
Deceit.
Coldest December. We brought back Rising Tide. We did the same thing with Rising Tide, which we actually, which we remastered along with Am I Godless. So that one's also on there. We brought that one back. We pushed that a couple of years ago. God, is there anything else? We forget our own album already.
Yeah, and then the four newer ones that we wrote a couple years ago are Deceit, World Comes Down, Ghost Town, and Darker Days. And you know, I think those four songs, you know, are, you know, I'd put those up against anything that we've ever written. You know, shattered. So. I think the album is really focused around those songs.
I'm going to go ahead and mute him. This is a fun one.
We're a mess. And that, listen, if things were going smoothly, it wouldn't have anything to do with this band. All right. If things are going, if they're not going smooth, we know we're doing things right. That's how that works with us.
I'm positive I've asked you guys this question, but you're not always all here at the same time, so I may have missed some of you. And if not, just go with it anyway.
This Kevin's is the official... Kevin's the biggest out of all of us, if you're asking. Oh.
Wait, no, that definitely was not the question.
Oh.
Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, who would you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their originals if they called you out of the crowd?
Tim can't talk. I think I have answered this one before. I mean, Corey Taylor was my first answer, so I mean that sticks. If I had to pick somebody else, I mean, idols of mine like a Jonathan Davis or a Till from Rammstein, you know, like that'd be pretty badass.
It's pretty easy for me. Abe Cunningham, Deftones, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, I love Bonham. I love Copeland. That those are my guys, but Abe Cunningham, without a doubt. I'd probably lose my shit if I got a chance to play a Deftones song. that's my band. That's my band.
For me, probably a living musician, probably Mark Tremonti. I know Creed gets a lot of.
That's a good one.
But he's an amazing guitar player.
He's a beast.
So it's probably Mark Tremonti, and or Danny Carey to play with, you know, because I think he's just the best drummer on the planet.
Yeah, he's an alien.
If I can answer for Tim, since he can't answer himself, Tim's answer actually would be Milli Vanilli. He's a huge Milli Vanilli fan, and he sounds just like.
Wait a minute.
Like he can
sound. Let's try this. Exactly, Tim. Like move your mouth while he gives your answer.
All right, so I can't answer for Tim, but hi, my name's Timmy, and I'm the bassist for Shattered. I love Crocs and long walks on the beach. My artist that I love to share the. You're not moving your mouth, Tim. You're ruining ad lib here.
It's supposed to be Milli Vanilli. What's going on?
Well, I just love their dreadlocks, and I just thought the sound that came out of their mouths was just the sounds of angels. And those dance move, girl.
Why can't we hear Tim?
No idea. But that was perfect, Milli Vanilli.
See, told you.
I can't remember which one of them is still alive, but he actually has gotten trained and goes out and sings their songs. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, really?
Better late than never, I guess.
Wow. I always wondered why you could barely understand what they were saying when they were talking, but they sang perfectly. And I was still pretty young at that time. So, I was easily confused. But then when I figured it all out, I'm like, yeah, it checks out. It makes sense. Couldn't understand them when they were talking, but they sang perfect English. No accent.
Ozzy.
That's very true, too. Even though you could still hear Ozzy's accent and his voice and his singing. But, yeah, that's a good point. Scorpion's when he talked, it was just all over the map. But as soon as he sang, you understood that shit. And you sang along. Ozzy's a hero of mine. I actually seen him live when I was like 11 years old. My dad was a drummer. That's how I got into drumming. And I got to see some really cool rock shows at a young age that if I didn't have that father, I would have never got a chance to see that. Aerosmith, Ozzy, Robert Plant, Eric Clapton, tons of legends that this all before I was even 12 years old. So that was a big thing for me. That was special. But I seen Ozzy before there was even an Ozfest. That was pretty cool. No, it was the No More Tears tour. It was called No More Tours. Because you know, Ozzy said he wasn't going to tour since like 93. And he just kept touring. Dude's still kicking. Nobody knows how.
kept true to his word there.
But that's cool. That's cool. That's, it's one of my fondest music memories is seeing Ozzy. I was on my dad put me on his shoulders. And that was pretty cool. Ozzy's a legend, man. He's a legend.
Hey, we're going to take another short break. Hopefully I'll come out of it better than I did last time and everything will work. We're going to listen to Overload in Stereo and their new song, The Right Time. Come back any better than we did from the first segment. The song you just heard was Overload in Stereo, The Right Time. And when we get to the end of the show, which isn't too far from now, we do have three more brand new tracks to the show to play. But I don't even know where to go with this anymore. This has been a cluster, but not quite as bad as when I tried to get the band of Bloody Seamen out of character and the pirate guy just kept yelling at me. You can look that one up.
I'll check that one out.
It's S-E-A-M-E-N, Seamen.
Yeah, I kind of figured they did that with it.
Yes. They still play occasionally. They have a more PG name. And if you watch the Pirate games, there's a band that they always show going through the parking lot playing music. It's them.
I've probably seen the Bloody Seaman then. Didn't even realize it.
They have a song called The Pittsburgh Pirate. They have one about sailing the Three Rivers.
Yeah, I've also seen that. I've also seen Bloody Seaman before, but most of it's after weekends. I can't remember.
Yikes. So if you were sitting down on a park bench and your musical idol sat down beside you and told you you may ask one question and only one question, who is going to sit down beside you and what are you going to ask them?
Beef, chicken, or steak?
Who's sitting there?
Oh, who's sitting there? Well, I can't answer that question.
I didn't hear the beginning of the question. Could you repeat it, please?
Yes. It was, if you're sitting on a park bench and your musical idol sits down beside you and says you can ask them one question, who is going to be sitting next to you and what are you going to ask them?
All right. It's going to be Phil Collins. It's going to be Phil Collins.
What are you asking him, Kev?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking about it.
Come on. You got Phil Collins, right? Sitting right next to you. You got to give him a mouthful, right? You got to ask him something.
You're not helping me here, Chris.
Maybe he'll give you a mouthful and ask you a question.
There's a little inside joke on this.
Kevin loves Phil Collins.
I don't even know. I mean, there's so many things. That's a hell of a question, man. That's a really good question.
Corey Taylor, boxers or briefs? There it is.
What do you think his answer will be?
You know, he seems like he'd be a boxer guy, but I have a feeling he likes a nice brief.
I was thinking boxer, too, as soon as you said that.
I don't know, man. I think Corey Taylor, he's got to really keep it up in there tight, so I don't know, man. It might be a brief guy. Banana hammock, perhaps.
That's a really good question. I'm still thinking of what I'd ask Phil Collins.
How about you, Eric?
I'm trying to think.
With this question after the way this has been going.
Does it have to be someone alive?
No.
That's a good question. I don't know. Probably.
Go ahead, Eric.
I don't know. Maybe someone like David Gilmour. I just want to know how he plays so smooth. I don't know.
That's where I was getting at with the Phil Collins question. Like, how do you play these certain parts and how do you, but then with Phil, he does everything. So he's like a god of music. This guy can come from being a great drummer out in front, like, oh shit, we need a front man now.
Right.
Hold my beer. Drums, and then, that's why he's a legend. So there's just so many questions that I could ask that. I mean, I could ask him questions for days. They'd all be musically related, of course, but yeah, just that's a good question. That's a good question, Bill.
Would they all be music questions, Kevin?
Yeah.
Sure about that?
Until I ran out of music questions, and then they might get personal.
Would you let him know on your big secret that you can play many different kinds of flutes?
Oh, jeez. So, Tim, can we hear you now? We cannot.
Nope. He's just there, man. He's just there being Timmy.
Tim, you can hear us, though? Nod. Can you hear me? But that's weak.
So somebody earlier,
mic game together, bro.
I think it was Chris earlier mentioned that Tim likes Crocs, and I took a picture of him with his foot up in the air with the Croc.
With the Croc.
Said, "Here's your chance to get an endorsement." And I think it fell through. I don't think he followed up on that.
Yeah, it didn't work. I tweeted. I'm a Croc man too, but I don't wear shoes to play, so you don't really see it. Plus, even if I did wear them, you wouldn't see it.
I tweeted at Crocs. I tweeted that photo off to him to Croc.
Oh, really?
And you know what? They didn't even hit a like. They didn't reply.
No.
Like, you know what? What the hell with you, Crocs?
He got nothing from Crocs.
They ignore you just like Dave Grohl ignores me.
Right? Crocs That's and just... Dave Grohl. Rude.
Whatever.
Hey, guys. Croc. So I have two more real quick questions for you, and then I'm going to let you go off into the evening, and hopefully it'll be better than how this is going so far. one is if the listeners and viewers would like to find you guys online and maybe purchase that new album, where could they do that at?
Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/shatteredrocks. And the album will be available April 5th on iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. So you can download it on there. We may be getting some physical copies made, but we're not quite sure about that yet.
And last question, besides the CD release party, which you absolutely should mention again, what else do you have coming up?
So, CD release party, April 13th at the Lincoln Heights Civic Center. It's going to be awesome time. $15 gets you in. Free beer. You got to be 21. Victoria Fire coming out playing with us. As far as full band shows, I don't think we have anything till the summer. I think June 22nd we'll be at Helltown Brewing in Mount Pleasant for a nice long 3-hour show. We got a lot of acoustic shows. Usually it's Kevin, Evan, and myself play acoustic most weekends. So go on our site, facebook.com/shatteredrocks. Check us out. We always post where we're playing at. So.
Yeah, and I think now that the album's recorded and whatnot, we took all this time to do it, I think we're going to start getting a little more aggressive for trying to get full band shows booked moving forward. So definitely, you know, keep up with the Facebook and whatnot, and we'll try to keep everybody who's interested informed.
Very cool. I want to thank you guys for bearing with me today. We'll do this again. It'll be better, I promise.
Thank you for having us on, man.
It is no showing or no bearing on what they're like on stage. You guys should absolutely go check them out. I've seen Victoria Fire live a few times too. That is also an awesome show. So go see them together on the 13th at
and drink free beer
Association. And Tim. Anyway, with that said, this is an episode number 713 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. We have three more songs for you to listen to. We have the Right On Warriors and their song Friday Night, Paging Dr. Moon and their song Middle Management. We're going to end things with Ferocious Ghosts, Days Like This on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Until next time, make sure you go to buildingscene.com and musicfromthe412.com and get caught up on all things local music.